interceptions last season came in the fourth quarter. Obviously, you've limited that this year. What do you think the biggest difference is from the running game?
Just trying not to do too much. Really just I always felt like I still feel that, you know, you go out there and make all the throws, you know, make every play. And I've just learned that I don't have to do that. We have a great weapon, you know, with our punter. We got a great weapon with our defense. When we've needed them, they've come up big. And, so I need to learn, I needed to learn last year that I don't have to make every play, you know. And I think that's something, that alone right there took so much stress off me when Coach Del Rio said, hey, man, you don't have to do it all by yourself. You know, we're going to help you. And, I thought that was really cool. And it kind of made me realize and put me in a different perspective.
Does that help you also be more calm and maybe poised too in games?
Yeah, I pray for that, because I'm so excited and I love those situations. I get so fired up, that I have to just calm myself down. You got to stay calm. And it's not like, oh no, the game's on the line. It's like, yes, the game's on the line. That's stuff that you dream of as a kid. But hopefully that stuff will continue. We'll hopefully continue to make plays because we work really hard in the 2-minute drill and practice. And so as long as we keep working hard at it in practice, it'll pay off in the games.
Is there a fine line to be drawn between, you're obviously being more careful with the football based on one interception might have been a PI call.
Yeah.
But to keep your aggressiveness, though, while at the same time not getting interceptions because you're aggressive by nature.
Yeah, it is tough. Yeah, it's hard for me. There is that fine line of the biggest part is the situation. There's going to be times where, hey, we have to throw the ball in the end zone, or hey, we have to force it, or hey, things like that. Then it's okay. But when you don't have to, it's being smart with the football and making sure that the ball ends up in our hands. And it's something I work really hard to do. It's something that San Diego does a really good job of taking the ball away. And so that's something that in practice, you got to be smart situationally and knowing when you can do those things and when it's probably better not to.
Derek, is there extra pressure this week? More than likely, it could be a shootout, so your series could be a little bit more pressurized.
No, I don't think of it that way. I never think of it that way. Some of these games, I've been in games where people said, hey, it's going to be a shootout, and it was 10-7, So the NFL is so crazy, man. I just prepare the way I prepare and get ready.
You guys have rallied back. You win a couple of these games in the Chargers. Had late leads in every game and were 1-3. Is that a real good example of the fine line of what it takes to be a winning team and not?
Man, I don't know. I know that the league is set up and created for everyone to go 8-8. Some people, don't. And some people do. It's crazy how just level it is and how close that line is. And they're just a few points away from being 4-0. We don't look. I think I said this the other day. I never look at someone's record and say that's who they are. Because when you turn the film on and you see that defense run around, that is definitely not what it looks like.
You were saying Sunday that you lobbied to try to get Crabtree through the door last year, but when you started to work with him, when he came to your private passing camp during the offseason, what did you see from him in terms of his level of commitment, leadership in that group and working with him?
I think they used the word right there as commitment. He was so committed to running the routes how I wanted it done. He was so committed to our relationship being right. He was so committed to making sure he made so many plays for me that I would always look his way. That's what he wants. And, so far he's done that, man. You got to give him credit, man. The guy's worked his tail off, and he's super competitive to get to where he's at, to where, if it's one-on-one, he's a great matchup. That's all you want to know in the back of your head. Like, hey, I got one-on-one. Is that a great matchup? Yes. No matter who's guarding him. So, you always, want that to happen, but it doesn't always work out that way. And, with Crab, it has worked out that way. So, we stood right in that hallway over there and I said, hey, man, I said, I won't promise you balls and all these things, but I'll promise you we're going to work our tails off. And, we have, and so far we're seeing it pay off.
We always talk about how good his hands are. Are there times when you throw him a ball and you're amazed? It's like, how did he hold on to that?
Yes, all the time. Yes. Like, there's sometimes, I'll even mess with him and try and throw it extra hard and early. Just to test, because I just want to see it because it's cool to me, and he'll just turn around and just catch it with one hand, and it's, makes you feel like you can't throw the ball hard at all. It's just effortless to him. Sometimes he'll catch the ball and he's not even looking. He's already looking to make his move. He sees the ball coming, he'll catch it, and he's already looking to make his move. I mean, the stuff he does is ridiculous, and, he can get away with it because he's gifted in that way. I wouldn't, tell little kids to try and catch like that.
Does he have to draw balls in practice?
Yeah, he has before. And I think that that's what motivates him so much. I think that that's what drives him, is because when he does, it's not just like, oh, well, you know, we'll get it the next time. He wants to go run the route again. You know, and I'm already thinking, let's throw it again. And, you know, he practices the way he plays. And that is what I think what sets him apart, is that when he practices, there's certain routes where, you know, obviously in offenses where he's the clear out guy, or he knows he's not getting the ball. He runs that route 100% just in case, you know. You never know, you know, especially with me, you never know. You know, he'll just take off and run. And that's what sets him apart from, I think, a lot of people, is that he has all that talent, but he practices like that.
When you were talking about, first opened up talking about the weapons that you had, one of the first things you said was the punter. Almost nobody does that.
Yeah.
But how big has he been for you guys?
Man, he's been huge, because, you know, we've been in some backed up situations where, you know, we get pinned back and, you know, we'll move it a little bit and he'll completely flip the field with a 60-yard punt, you know, and put it out of bounds at the 10. You know, it's stuff like that that is just ridiculous. You know, that's not normal. You know, you can tell, you know, that's the stuff you can tell. That man spent a lot of time in the offseason, you know, at the park, at certain fields, just punting over and over and over again. And, you know, he's a different cat, you know, Marquette, and I tell him that all the time, but I love him. I do, you know, because he works extremely hard and he's a weapon for us.
Ray Lewis,
Dan. I loved it. I want to know what Ray thought about it.
How much
will it
hurt you guys not having me?
Yeah, oh my goodness. And not just because of the kind of football player he is, but just the kind of person he is. Everybody in that locker room loves Lee and knows that, you know, if you're going to go down a back alley, you know, he's one of the top three people you're taking, because you know he will fight for every single person on his team. He'll do anything he can to make sure that you're okay. And so, you know, we're praying for him and we can't wait to, you know, get him back in the building.
Derek, earlier this offseason, Bradtree referred to you, kind of compared you to a Brett Favre as a gunslinger, and then now he's talking about the rapport he has with you is unlike any he's had with any other quarterback. How do you guys build a rapport with each other over?
You know, spend time together. You know, get
that simple.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You got to spend time at work. You know, for us it's easy. You know, because that's how we're created. That's how we go. You know, about our business. But it's doing reps and doing extra things when you don't want to do it, when your body is completely done, and we still say, you know, I'm not going to give in to that and trade what I want for the moment for what I want most. And what I want most is to be great, you know, and that's what he wants. And so we always consistently push each other to make sure we're getting those reps. And then on top of that, making sure we're always talking, even during the games. You know, we always sit kind of near each other, and he'll come up to me before we go out on the drive and we talk about the situation. He's in the football game like a quarterback. You know, he wants to know what I'm thinking at all times.
Derek, the NFL may be set up for 8-8, but it's not set up for 3-0 on the road and 0-1 at home.
Yeah.
You guys kind of doing it backwards. Is there extra incentive this week, kind of knowing, hey, we got to get one under our belt and get right here?
Yeah, we need to win at home. You know, there's no doubt about that. We need to win at home. You know, our fans are too awesome. They deserve it, man. You know, to have a win in front of them. It's going to be a tough task, obviously, in the division. You know, but we need to go out and we need to set a standard at home. You know, we definitely need to do that.
So we're staring at you. Derek Carr's got 9 touchdowns and Cooper's got 0. Is that just focus that teams are taking him away in the end zone, or what's
that? Man, I don't know. I honestly, that's when somebody, because I don't never like really pay attention to that, but like it hit me one time and I couldn't believe it. Like that, there's no way. And I was thinking about the games, like, wow, that's true. And you think about, you know, obviously Atlanta was playing, you know, soft coverage, taking him away, you know, trying to do those things, you know, and certain other aspects of coverages that people do towards him. I mean, he's going to get special attention, and he knows that, and he's learning that as we keep going, you know, but it'll be just a matter of time, man. That guy, he'll get back in there. You know, that's what he does for a living, you know, so he'll be back in there, but it's just funny that he didn't have one yet.
A couple more for Derek, guys. You talked earlier about slowing yourself down in big moments of games. How do you do that? Do you have a mental clock, or do you go through –
No, I'm dead serious when I say I pray about it. Like, I just try and calm myself down. You know, I just try and get, you know, to realize that it's just a game. You know, it's just a game. And I've done this moment over and over, whether it's, you know, on the practice field or in Madden against my brothers. You know, I've done this moment, you know. And, you know, so far, we as a team have done a great job. And it's not just the quarterback that needs to be calm, you know, in those situations. Receivers have to run the right routes. They got to make sure their adjustments are right versus coverages, because you're playing faster at a different tempo. So it's sometimes is normal for them not to read the coverage or things like that. Those receivers ran every route exactly how they were supposed to in that 2-minute drill. the offensive line picked up the blitzes and did their things exactly how they were taught to. And so if they don't do those things, then, you know, quarterback gets hit or, you know, it's a pick or things like that. Those guys have to be on it too.
Yeah,